This story was written by Robin Stern and Mark Brackett. How to deal with the three levels of gaslighting. Many of us differ on what counts as gaslighting, the form of emotional abuse and manipulation in which one person attempts to bend the reality of another. In gaslighting, the target is left feeling confused or even insane, as exquisitely dramatized in the 1944 movie Gaslight. Gaslighting was Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year in 2022, with a 1,740% increase in the number of times it was searched. The term's increased popularity has raised awareness of its effect on our relationships and has prompted confusion over what constitutes gaslighting. Many disagreements come down to severity. Either someone's behavior appears too abusive or not abusive enough to be gaslighting. As psychologists, we have heard versions of these different understandings of gaslighting from our patients. She's looking out for me. It's not gaslighting. This relationship is beyond gaslighting. It's straight-up abuse. Working with James Floman, our colleague at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, we identified five factors that contribute to the severity of a gaslighting experience: frequency, intensity, extensiveness, intentionality — not all gaslighting is conscious — and the victim's ability to handle adversity. These factors also inform the severity of the gaslighting, as well as its effect on the target. These effects can start as disbelief and progress to defense and depression. Here's how to cope with three levels of gaslighting. Emerging gaslighting. How to identify it. Gaslighting often starts slow and is nearly imperceptible. The gaslighter will make occasional critical statements. The spouse of one of our patients told him, "I figured you would lose the keys again. That's you lately, always losing things. You should really get it together." The boss of another patient told her, "Sorry you can't take a joke. You have no sense of humor." Often the victim will perceive these statements as ridiculous or a minor annoyance and mostly ignore them. But the seed is planted if a gaslighter persists and triggers self-doubt. How to deal with it? Write down a list of things you know to be true. Get support from trusted friends and family. Sharing how it feels to be around the gaslighter can provide grounding perspective. Tell the gaslighter you don't like the way they speak to you or the way they are twisting things. Moderate gaslighting. How to identify it. The gaslighter's language is more accusatory, frequent, and intense. The gaslighter will bring in what they say as evidence to confirm what they are insisting. For instance, a gaslighter told one of our patients, "You're always missing deadlines and blaming it on someone else. Hard to admit you're unreliable, isn't it?" The target will feel the need to defend themselves and get the gaslighter's approval. They will ruminate about their interactions and wonder, "What is happening? Are they right? Maybe I am doing something wrong." How to deal with it? Opt out of the power struggle or the endless back and forth with a gaslighter. Do not attempt to negotiate. Remember that a gaslighter's permission to walk away is not required. Phrases such as, "We'll have to disagree," "I hear you and I don't agree," or "I know you feel strongly about this, but I am not going to continue this conversation," may help you disengage. If it continues, consider ways to limit or get support to end the relationship. Severe gaslighting. How to identify it? Now, a gaslighter's attacks feel inescapable as the verbal assaults continue. One of our patients was told by a colleague, "You never bother to remember anything. You can't seem to hold a thought in your head. You really don't care about your job or our company, do you?" Another was told by her husband, "You don't know where I was last night? Come on, you're a paranoid wreck, just like your mother." Targets of gaslighting feel like they are no longer the same person as when they entered the relationship. Any sense of personal agency is gone, and the gaslighter's needs are prioritized over their own. They have lost themselves. How to deal with it? Remember, life does not have to be like this. If the gaslighter cannot be avoided, for example, a colleague or partner, then limit contact and set clear boundaries. It can be psychologically excruciating to stay with a gaslighter, yet simultaneously painful to think about leaving. While not a cure, adopting a mindfulness practice to cultivate self-compassion can help you navigate severe gaslighting. Resist the urge to isolate and pursue opportunities to connect and share feelings with a support system. The perspective of trusted individuals can offer a necessary wake-up call to name what is happening. No one deserves the soul-destroying effects of extreme gaslighting. Gaslighting is abuse. Do not wait for a moment that finally feels good enough or bad enough to leave. Call on friends and family for support and healthy connection. Recognizing the red flags of gaslighting. If you think gaslighting may be present in your relationship, check for the following red flags. I often feel confused and crazy in this relationship. I have trouble walking away from a conversation when this person accuses me of something I didn't do or being someone I'm not. I avoid talking about this person with others. I feel anxious and not enough with this person. I am not the same person I was when I entered the relationship. We are all deserving of respectful, compassionate, and loving relationships. You are no exception. Robin Stern is the co-founder and senior advisor to the director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, a psychoanalyst in private practice, the author of The Gaslight Effect Recovery Guide, and the host of The Gaslight Effect podcast. Mark Brackett is the founding director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, a professor in the Child Study Center at Yale, lead developer of RULER, an evidence-based approach to social and emotional learning, and the author of Permission to Feel. We welcome your comments on this column at onyourmind@washpost.com.